Well, this is the old Hessian sack. Everything has a story. There's always a tale to be told. And this is the tale of the Hessian bag, which once was as precious as gold. It was made from a plant grown in India, which produced a fibre called jute. You will see the bags in Tasmania filled with spuds in the back of a ute. But its uses were varied and many, most of which are forgotten today. But we've tried to revive a small sample, as you'll see when you view our display. Well, that would have been fairly accurate probably about 70 years ago, but not so much nowadays.
So, how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I don't mind you asking at all. I'm just turned 83. Yeah, born in September 1932.
Depression era, right truly bang in the middle of it.
Apparently, yes, yeah. This was in England, of course, in Yorkshire.
And did it strike home in those days?
I think it did, but I don't really remember how bad it was. But, I mean, I was 13 when the war finished. And the war years were sort of quite exciting for kids of that age, you know. You could watch the planes overhead and all that sort of stuff. The searchlights were all around at night. I used to light the skies up and looking for any stray aircraft and such like.
So exciting at night and daytime, I suppose. Well, what was a typical day for you?
I never liked school, put it that way, which I had to go every day anyway. And had to go to Sunday school on Sundays, and I never ever liked school or Sunday school. But from the time I was about five, I used to travel around a lot in Yorkshire with the local haulage contractor. He knew my parents, and I used to go with him in these lorries and all over Yorkshire and a bit beyond, up into Scotland and places like that, and I really got to love just travelling round. And from that day, I always wanted to be a truck driver, and it took me until I was 21 here in Tasmania till I got to doing that. But I still think they were the best years. I don't know, it just seems to get in your blood. Some people do it just for a job, but I just loved it. I would have done it for nothing, you know.
What sort of makes and models, or what were you carting? What can you tell me about those days?
Oh, well, when I first started, we were carting apples and peas and things like that, and then the man I was working for, they had a contract with the hydro to cart all the houses up to Waiatina and Powhatina and Gowrie Park and all those places up into there. So I was doing that for a long time.
Now, your abilities aren't confined to driving. When did you pen your first poem for a boy who didn't like school?
Actually, I did used to do that sort of thing a little bit when I was a kid. Like poetry, I liked reading. That was about the only thing I did like at school, was reading poetry books and things like that. And I can remember writing one about a year after we came out here from England, about Mount Rowland. I think I was a bit homesick at that stage, and I wrote a bit of a poem then, but after that I started doing them just for people's birthdays and things like that, you know, for birthday parties, and just went on from there, really. And
well, I think you've probably had some tough orders, including this one about a Hessian sack. How do you get inspired about that?
I don't know. Anne gave me some bit of literature she got, but I'm not an internet person, so I didn't really take a lot of notice of it. I just read a bit about it to make sure I had the facts right about where it originally came from and that, and then, you know, I just took it from there, what I knew about sacks after that, because working on farms and that and trucks and that all my life, I handled quite a lot of them in my time anyway, and I spent some time back in the bush driving bulldozers and that, and lived in camps, and there we had actual stretchers made out of Hessian for our beds up in there, back in the early 50s. Yeah, they're a very multi-purpose product, they were, yeah.
So now you've got the poem, pinned to a pern sack.
Yes. In the days before there were headers and the grain harvesting had to be done, you would see the Hessian bags catching grain as it came through the big threshing drum. Jute was also used to make wool bales to be used by the stations and mills. It was used in the bush huts as a curtain to block out the cold winter chills. Hessian wool bales were filled with fine fleeces, then pressed down as tight as could be, and they carried the brands of Australia to countries far over the sea. Farmers' wives made the bags into aprons when doing the household chores, and the men would use them for wiping their boots, as mats placed outside the back doors. The land army girls used the Hessian bags, folded up tidy and neat, and made it into a cushion to soften the steel tractor seat. In the lonely outback of Australia, you could find the old Hessian sack being used as a station hand saddle thrown over the stock horse's back. In past wars, they had Hessian stretchers. When the fighting was done for the day, both sides relied on the Hessian bag to carry the fallen away. And as many a swagman has travelled the length of Australia and back with all his worldly possessions stuffed into a Hessian sack. Now today we depend on synthetics, but the old Hessian bags proved its worth, and unlike today's ugly plastics, it will just blend back into the earth.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Are you starting a Hessian bag revival here, though, at Perth?
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to see a lot of revivals, actually. I suppose I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like all this plastic, and I don't like internet and Facebook and all those sorts of things. So.
But these Perns ones, you won't mind me saying that, they look like they're newly minted.
Well, they do, don't they? Well, they are, I suppose. You know, they're going to sell them at the long weekend, just so as people can have a bit of a souvenir, I guess, of what they actually were. I think a lot of older people would be interested in them. They were pretty hardy sort of material and everything, you know. And
They've got a nice feel to them, though, don't they?
Yeah, they're just nicer. Just nicer than the plastic rubbish stuff, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for showing me around giving me a taste of your life and the life of some of these bits of gear, the life of the Hessian bag.
Well, you're very welcome.